This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report. This is the Markets Farm Morning Show, broadcast number 389 for Thursday, May 12th. I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin. The ICE Futures canola market is a weaker Thursday morning, posting sharp losses as declines in Chicago soy oil spilled over to weigh on prices. Canola down $11 to $15, the July contract down $14 at $1,138.30 per ton. New crop November down $12.10 at $1,077.40. European rapeseed futures were also down overnight, although palm oil is showing some stability and crude oil recovered from its own declines. The USDA releases its monthly supply-demand report later today. That will include the first projections for this upcoming U.S. crop. Any surprises in the data will likely sway the grains and oilseeds by the close. Persistent rains in the eastern Canadian prairies continue to cause seeding delays in the region, while the western prairies remain on the dry side. That's keeping traders with their eyes on the weather forecasts. In the U.S., soybeans are lower, while corn and wheat are both mixed with the bias higher. Positioning ahead of that USDA report is a feature. Soybeans down 6 cents in the July contract at $16.01 per bushel. Weekly U.S. soybean export sales were disappointing, with old crop business of 143,000 tons, a marketing year low, and new crop business of only 77,000 tons. The agency's first projections for 2022 crop production will be included in today's report, with pre-report positioning a feature. The slow pace of U.S. soybean seeding does remain a bit supportive, although soybeans can go in the ground later than corn. Corn futures are holding on to small gains, up a half cent in the July contract at $7.89 per bushel. Weekly U.S. corn export sales of under 200,000 tons of old crop and less than 50,000 tons of new crop were at the lower end of expectations, but the USDA did announce additional flash sales this morning of 612,000 tons to China. Tightening old crop corn carryout numbers are expected in today's report, with a wide range of estimates on the new crop. Adjustments to South American production estimates will also be followed closely. Wheat futures are higher. Minneapolis spring wheat up 7 cents in the July contract at $12.63 per bushel. Kansas City up 3 cents in July at $12.03 per bushel. And Chicago wheat, it's up 4 cents in the July contract at $11.17 per bushel. Weekly U.S. wheat export sales were disappointing at less than 150,000 tons of old and new crop business combined. Average trade guesses call for an upward revision to U.S. wheat ending stocks in today's report. The ongoing conflict in Ukraine also remains a feature in the background of the wheat market. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Thursday, May 12th. In Winnipeg for Markets Farm, I'm Phil Frantz Warkentin.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.